Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed.
You know, ladies, it seems to be a sort of universal habit for wives to ask their husbands to suggest a menu on special occasions. Now, I'm willing to bet that when that happens at your house, your husband immediately asks for steak, saying, "Get some of that good Kroger Tenderay beef." Yes, he remembers that our Kroger Tenderay beef is always delicious, fresh-tasting, and juicy tender. Kroger Tenderay is always tender and juicy because only top-quality grades of beef are used for Kroger Tenderay. And beef like that is grain-fed. You see, when cattle are fed grain, the result is top-quality beef, the kind that's always used for Kroger Tenderay. But grain is very scarce nowadays, so we're unable to get the top-quality grades. That grain is going overseas to fight a war against starvation. When that battle is won, we'll once more have a plentiful supply of juicy, fresh, and tender Kroger Tenderay steaks and roasts. Between times, though, we'll continue to do everything possible to provide you and your husband with the best beef that is available.
Our thanks to you, sir. Thank you very much. And now, Hearts in Harmony. Parker is back in Rossville. And while he is still in federal custody, Penny has sent him a note that she insists he must read before he sees her. It is the next morning now, and Parker has been released. Penny is talking to her mother.
Oh, Mother, I'm awfully glad you came over this morning. I'm kind of nervous.
Oh, about seeing Steve? Oh, don't be nervous about it, Penny.
I can't help it, darling.
You know what you're going to say to him?
I know what I'm going to say, yeah, but I'm not sure I know how to say it.
Well, why don't you just say it?
I'm afraid it isn't that easy, Mother.
No, I suppose it isn't easy. But look at it this way, dear. He knows what he's done. He knows it wasn't right, the right thing to do. He must expect some kind of punishment for
it. Mother, I don't want to punish him. He's had enough of that already. It must have been terrible hiding from the police.
And I suppose it was only fun for you sitting here wondering what had happened to him. Oh, no, Penny. He must know that he hadn't come back to Rossville with things just as he left them. He must realize that things have changed, that you've changed, and with good reason.
I haven't changed, Mother. I've just woke up.
And what awakened you but what he did?
Does he realize that?
Well, he certainly should.
If I thought so, all this would be so much easier.
Well, I'm sure of this much, dear. He knows he'll have to patch things up with you before things can go ahead as before. And he may have his doubts that they can be patched up.
That's kind of hard to believe, darling. If you knew him better, you'd realize why, too.
Why?
Mother, Steve's never faced a problem before that he couldn't solve. Even his scrape with the law managed to turn out all right.
Well,
and that was probably the worst he's ever been in. No, darling. He won't think it's much of a problem to be on good terms with me. He's come back to Rossville to marry me just as if nothing had ever happened.
But something has happened, Penny. He knows it better than anyone else. And if he thinks it hasn't had its effect on others, he's not only stupid, but selfish. Why, he should realize that you suffered through this ordeal as much as he, perhaps even more than he. And if he
It can't be Steve so soon.
Well, you want me to go to the door, dear?
What's the matter with me and the note I sent him yesterday? I told him I couldn't see him till afternoon. It's only 11:30 now. I'll get it, Mother.
All right, dear.
You aren't expecting anyone to call for you here, are you?
No, I'm not, dear.
Well, whoever it is certainly likes to ring a doorbell. Just a minute. Yes?
Dame named Gibbs live here?
Yes.
Let me see her.
I'm Penny Gibbs.
Yeah? You're a looker, all right. No wonder he's puppy-dogging around here all the time.
Beg your pardon?
I said, no wonder he... Skip it. I'm looking for a guy named Rogers. He's a prof here at the college. He told me he might be down here.
No, he isn't. Not at the moment.
Now, look, don't give me no runaround, sister. Is he here or ain't he?
He isn't here. And I don't think you have any right to talk like that.
Sorry. Sorry, just skip it. You know when the prof will be around?
No, I don't.
Know where I can grab him?
No, I'm afraid I don't.
Look, what's the matter with the people in this jerk town anyway? Don't they know nothing? Up at the college, I had to ask 50 guys before I found one who'd even heard of him.
Well, I'm sure I wouldn't know where he is. Now, if you tell me who you are and where he can get in touch with you,
My name's Lang. Fred Lang. Guys call me Freddy. Nothing like being original, you know. But he can't find me if he does come around. I ain't bunking nowhere yet.
Oh, you don't live in Roseville.
Does anybody in this burg really live?
Now, look here, if you think
I'm sorry, sister. Just skip it. Skip it, huh? Maybe the prof will be around today, huh?
He may be. I'm not sure. Perhaps if you went down to the police station, they
could... No, no. Me and the cops don't mix, sister. Not unless we have to. And I'm going to see that we don't have to. Maybe I can kind of hang around your joint for a while, huh? Maybe the prof will come along?
All right. You can come in if you want to and wait a little while.
Yeah, I'd like to.
All right.
Which is a soft spot to throw the body in? I had a sort of rough trip.
Well, I think we can find you one in the living room. Right this way.
Hey, who's the old dame?
Mother, this is Freddie Lang. He's looking for Professor Rogers.
Well, how do you do, young man?
Well, now, there's a stupid question. You can tell by looking at me that I don't do so good.
Well,
so you're Gypsy's old lady, huh? Glad to know you, Mom. Guess I'll relax the body over here.
Oh, Mr. Lang, please don't put your feet on the...
Mr. Lang, is it? Well, you know more about me. You won't even want me in the house.
Well, I'm sure you'll be welcome here any time. You're a friend of Professor Rogers.
Me? Nobody's my friend. Least of all the prof.
You know the professor well?
No, just heard of him. Guess he's only just heard of me, too. But if he ain't, he soon will. He ain't gonna like it much, neither. You better keep talking to me or I'm liable to fall asleep.
Didn't you sleep last night?
I got myself a wink or two. But freights ain't the best thing in the world to sleep on.
Freights?
Yeah, freight trains, Mom. I just slipped off one here this morning.
You came here on a freight train?
Yeah, from New York. You know, it ain't everybody got the dough to travel in class. Or ain't you found out about that yet, Gypsy?
You must be awfully tired.
I've been tired before. Don't start feeling sorry for me, though. You'll have me in tears.
Look, if there's anything we can do...
No. I don't want any handout, Gypsy.
Well, have you had anything to eat?
Sure. I ate once.
What would you like? I'll fix you something.
Yeah? What's it going to cost me?
Cost you? You're not very polite. You really ought to...
Yeah, I know, Gypsy. I'm sorry, but there's a catch to everything. Well, don't you know that yet either? But, I'll take some grub. Catch or no catch. And, well, thanks.
That's better.
Then I guess I'll mosey out and have a look-see for the prof again. You got any favorite hangouts around this town?
I wouldn't know. I don't know him that well.
Okay, Gypsy. Don't stool on him if you don't want to. I'll find him. I'll find him because I have to find him.
Hello, Steve. Come in.
Oh, Penny. You look wonderful.
Do I? So do you. Aren't you coming in?
Oh, sure.
Professor Rogers is, Well, that's all over, huh?
All over, Penny.
Oh, I'm glad. How do you feel, Steve?
How do I feel? Like putting my arms around you. Like this and... Then doing this. Oh, darling, it's great to see you again.
It's kind of good to see you again. But aren't you going to come in and sit down?
Oh, sure. The place looks the same. Good as ever.
Well, there haven't been any changes. Come on, sit down over here.
As long as it's next to you, I'll sit anywhere.
It's next to me.
Good. How about another one?
No, Steve, please not now.
Oh, okay. Sure.
You got my note.
Note?
I gave Professor Rogers a note to give to you. Didn't you get it?
Oh, that, yes.
Well?
Penny, you didn't expect me to believe it, did you?
Yes, I did.
But, Penny, you can't quit your job. The project just won't get along without you.
Of course it will, Steve.
But I won't let you quit.
Look, you have to. I've resigned and I intend to make my resignation stick.
But why, Penny? because Parker Enterprises got in trouble with the law?
No, of course not.
Then why? Parker Enterprises has just gotten started. With Ashforth and Manson out, it'll really start to roll now. We'll make a lot of money together. You and I. You'll be my business partner as well as
mine. Steve, don't say it.
Don't say what?
Don't say what you're going to say. Don't try to argue me out of quitting my job. I'm through with it as of now. I've given you my notice. And the end of the time mentioned in the notice, 2 weeks from now, I'm clearing out my desk and leaving my office.
Oh, Penny, you can't do
this
to me.
I'm not doing anything to you, Steve. I'm doing something for myself that isn't going to have any effect on you at all.
Isn't going to have any effect on me? Why, Penny, you're as important to the Rossville project as those houses we built out there. Without
the
you, the
houses
whole...
will stand, Steve. The business will go right on.
Now, look, I refuse to accept your resignation. How do you like that?
All right, you can refuse it. I'll quit just the same. Steve, look, it's something I have to do.
But why? Just tell me why.
Because I'm quitting something else, too.
Quitting something else, too? What do you mean?
Steve, maybe this isn't the time to tell you, but I have to tell you now.
Tell me what?
I'm leaving the company. I'm through working with the company because... Well, because something else has changed. And my job has to change, too.
Will you quit talking double talk and tell me what this is all about?
All right, Steve, I'll tell you. I'll tell you right now.
So Penny has quit her job with Parker Enterprises, and now she's about to tell Steve the marriage is off. Will she have the courage to do so? And what will Steve's reaction be? And who is this Freddie Lang? Why does he have to find Professor Rogers? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony.
Ladies, I haven't always been able to oblige you when you ask for fresh and tender Kroger Tender A beef, because top quality Tender A beef is scarce now, and I'm truly sorry. But here's something I can do to help you delight your family at dinner time. I can recommend Kroger chickens, a special feature in all our Kroger stores this week. Young and plump and tender, they're honest-to-goodness country-tasting chickens. So by all means, treat your family to a real country-style chicken dinner. And that dinner can be prepared exactly the way your family likes it. Yes, ma'am, whether it's fried chicken, roast chicken, or stewed chicken. You can rest assured that your dinner will be a big success with Kroger chickens. And remember this, it's a wise idea to get plenty when you buy Kroger chickens, because plate after plate will be coming back for those second helpings. So visit your Kroger store, friends, and see these luscious-looking birds for yourself. After you've seen these firm-fleshed chickens, you'll know that they're just chock-full of country fresh flavor.